Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Much appreciate you listening to the show as always. Top of next hour, we'll get to the Ian Rappaport report that the Redskins have not yet made up their mind on Kirk Cousins and will need the final seven games of the season to do just that. Let's go around the NFL with some of the big news and notes out of another weekend of football. And we should start off with the upcoming opponent. Thursday night football, Redskins Cowboys in Dallas, 3 days away. I hated when the schedule came out, the back-to-back Thursdays, but I kind of love how this works a little bit just because of if you can beat the Cowboys, you get 10 days to rest up, heal up for the stretch run, which would then be the final four, and you may need it against the Chargers to look better. But also for our purposes selfishly, we had the short week last week with Thanksgiving Day off on Thursday. Now you got a short week into a Redskins game with then a post-game show on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a cool broken-up week at a point of the season where people are normally kind of gassed.
Yeah, you're in kind of the doldrums is the wrong word, but the dog days. And this is, hey, dude, it's a weird schedule. A couple straight Thursdays. It's quirky, man. It's mad. I like it.
Cowboys got blown out by the Chargers 28-6. They got blown out by the Eagles 1 week before that 37-9. They have scored single-digit points in all three games since Ezekiel Elliott was no longer playing on the suspension. 7 against Atlanta, 9 against Philly, 6 against the L.A. Chargers at home. And you heard all these silly geese telling you about how Tyron Smith would change everything when he came back. Well, he got called for a huge holding penalty that negated a touchdown. He was back, and they still couldn't do anything. They did not score until the fourth quarter when they scored a garbage-time touchdown. They gave up 434-3 to Phillip Rivers. I remember talking to a couple people with the Redskins after the Cowboys game a couple weeks ago. And one of the things that was just interesting to me was a number of players on the offense said, dude, we had so many chances to make big plays. I can't believe how many receivers we had open, and we just couldn't get the ball down the field, either because of the driving rain, the weather that day won't be a factor in Dallas, or because of the pass protection with all the linemen missing, or they didn't have to value the run because the Redskins couldn't run the ball, or Cousins would miss someone, whatever it was, they couldn't get the ball down the field and make those plays that were there to be made. Coming off of 430-3 from Phillip Rivers, I feel like indoors, Cousins last year threw for 470 at Dallas on that carpet. Last time the Redskins played in a similar environment was at New Orleans. You saw what Josh Doctson in the passing game did. Cousins lit it up. I feel really good about the Redskins' offense in this game. If their defense can handle its business against a Cowboys team without Elliott, it shouldn't scare you. Alfred Morris coming off 36 rushing yards. Rod Smith coming off 41 rushing yards. Prescott, a shell of himself. Keep him in the pocket.
Uh-huh.
Do not let him extend the plays and run around. They should be able to hold the Cowboys to probably 13-17 points and should be able to win this game.
You got to hope that Kerrigan and company are able to do what they just finished doing to the Giants,
good
where
call.
You can feast a little bit on some of these backup guys who are all going to be on their heels as there's no rushing attack. There's no them being the aggressor. You can deal with Alfred Morris on the occasion ripping off four-yard carries. It's really about once the negative plays happen, they're going to be third and longs. Get off the football field. You got a chance at a nice game.
How good was Kerrigan the other night?
Really, really good.
They needed someone to be a man, and he said, I will be your man.
He's like, I don't know if I can do it. I got this PTA meeting. I got to return these library books. I've got to do my taxes.
Got to pick the kids up from school.
I got a small business loan to apply for. Yeah, I've got time. I'll be the adult. He was a badass, and they needed it. You're absolutely right about that. So that's Thursday at 8:25. You go around the NFL. A couple really good matchups this week. I know it's a little early to start talking about this weekend, but a couple really important games. Biggest one, I would say tie for two. Detroit at Baltimore. Baltimore plays tonight, obviously, but then Detroit plays at Baltimore this weekend. That's playoff stuff. The Redskins will be looking at that game for what Detroit does. They're looking up in the standings at them. Baltimore right now has a pretty good shot at the AFC playoff picture. Other big game, GP. This is the one I got circled. This is a who-you-want-to-be type game. The Minnesota organization, who has been excellent. They're 9-2, kicking everybody's butt. found a way to win a division game this weekend, has to travel to Atlanta, who's played some pretty good football here lately. They found Julio Jones, who, by the way, is excellent. Give him the football. Please stop not giving him the football. When he gets the football, great things happen. As Devontae Freeman's been hurt, Tevin Coleman has picked up the slack. Falcons' defense has been pretty good. That's a big matchup, man.
Yeah, it definitely is. The Eagles are outstanding. I cannot envision them winning a Super Bowl because I've never seen it before, and I'm kind of a seeing is believing dude. But they're 10-1, and they are just throttling teams full choke right now. 31-3, they beat the Bears yesterday. They suffocated them. They couldn't do anything. Chicago looked inept. Week before that, I mentioned the 28-point win over the Cowboys. Same thing. Week before that, 51-23. Remember that game? They beat the Broncos by 28 that day. Week before that, 33-10 over the 49ers. People are not talking enough about this. Their last, and I'm using air quotes here, competitive game was a 10-point win over the Redskins. Do you ever think that game was in question on Monday Night Football? Remember when they played the Skins?
Yeah.
That wasn't a game that was up for grabs. The Redskins never really had a shot. They have not played one possession game since they beat the Panthers 28-23 during the Nats playoff series in game 5 night, I think, against the Cubs. Then they, before that, beat the Cardinals by 27. They have just about blown everybody out since the middle of October. I would even say going back to late September. They are a juggernaut.
Yeah, all they do is win. They're DJ Khaled, and they win handily. The other game of the week, it's a divisional opponent game. New Orleans got the better of Carolina that started their 8-game win streak, where all of a sudden their defense showed up and played well. Carolina's offense still doesn't look right, and yet you look up at the end of the day, they've got 30-plus points. They're finding a way, quote-unquote, even though Cam Newton, you know, had 17 incompletions and 11 completions this past week. They don't look like a great offense, and yet they're able to find a way to put the ball in the end zone, mostly because their defense has been great. New Orleans, it's the Alvin Kamara show with everyone else just kind of as a bit player. They have other weapons. They use them well. Every time you've got something that you can stop, they always have a counter. I love this New Orleans team, even though they lost on the road this weekend at the Rams. This is for that division, basically. Who wants to win the division, Carolina or New Orleans? Home matchup, 425. That is must-see TV, my friend. That is the game I will probably be posted up. Instead of red zoning, which I usually do all throughout Sunday, 425 start, I'll be watching that one.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. The Giants are a mess and continue to be. That was my big takeaway from seeing them at FedEx Field on Thursday is they're just really bad. Their offense is terrible. I think Ben McAdoo is probably going to be replaced and should. I might draft a quarterback in the first round if I'm them. Now, thank goodness for Eli Manning that he's got 2 Super Bowl rings. Because in our very dumbed down, simplified way of viewing football in society anymore, if you win the games though and you have championships though, then nothing else matters. But so many times we're just falling away from people, giving up on plays and throwing balls out of bounds. And kind of an ugly performance for him. And he had a bunch of drops and there's nothing around him anyway. But it might be time to reboot for the Giants. I didn't realize this, but every team in the NFC East after this year with the Eagles will have won the division twice since the Giants last won it. Like, they haven't won it dating back to before the Redskins won in 2012 and 2015. The Eagles will have won it a couple times. The Cowboys have won it a couple times. They made the playoffs, and one of those years last year, 11-5, they could have easily won the division. It just so happened Dallas was better. But that's how long it's been for them.
Crazy.
They may be in the quarterback market in the draft.
It should be.
Grant and Danny, 106.7, the fans. Speaking of the QB market, Ian Rappaport got a story this weekend from somebody with the Redskins that they are not yet sold on paying Kirk Cousins. We'll tell you what he said.
Folks, Danny Rubio here from my guys at Tedbert Ford. Drive a new 2017 Ford Explorer for just $275 a month for 36 months. Or you can buy it for just $325 a month with 0% APR for 72 months. This is one example of a deal. I'll give you one more. Buy a 2017 Fusion just like mine for just $199 a month with 0% APR for 72 months. You heard a couple things about 2017 cars. Great deals on the 2017s, guys. That's what's happening right now at Tedbert Ford. Fairfax or Chantilly, just a click away at tedbert.com. You are going to get an excellent deal. I don't just say that because I'm a compensated spokesman. No, sir. I drive through Tedbert vehicles. I love the service I got from both. In fact, just finished going through normal service for the Edge, the wife's Edge. Drop off, pick up, couldn't have been easier. Loaner vehicle, top notch, all around the Thanksgiving holiday. It was seamless. It was excellent. Okay, I love these guys, and you will too. But you're going to get an outstanding. Above the normal deals that are great, these 2017s, they got to go. They don't have any room for them on the lot anymore. The 2018s are coming. They're in the root. The 2017s have to go. You get the savings. I can't stress that enough. You're going to get an excellent deal on a 2017, just like my 2017 Fusion. Got a 2016 Edge, as I mentioned. I love that, too. Go see my pals at Tedbert Ford, Fairfax, or Chantilly, and tell them Danny sent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.